This week on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, we are going to be taking a bit of a survey, a bit of an observation of the best and the worst theatrical bands. You know, these bands that have to put the costumes on or the crazy makeup or have the wild stage thing that's like almost like a Broadway musical. That's what we're going to be talking about. So stick around, and we are really excited to hear your thoughts as well on it.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and this lovely lady sitting next to me tonight, getting ready to take her top off, is Lily V6.
What's up? I was not taking my top off. We only do that on the private show.
What? What? Okay, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, our rock, hard rock and metal circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Tons of cool stuff going on there that you definitely do not want to miss. Let's see, like, what's there? Oh, like this, as well as tons of cool artist interviews that we've gotten back to finally after a little break there around the holidays. So that's back in full swing, and a lot of good stuff coming, specials, rock and rants, where you've got a YouTube channel that we're trying to build up there, so you can check us out there. Please visit us on iTunes and leave us a review. And we love hearing from you guys. We want to know what you guys love to talk about. Anything having to do with great guitar driven rock, hard rock, heavy metal, and rock and roll. That is what we're all about here at the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. So, Lily.
Yes.
It says audio. You know, we need talking. So
you were talking. You're so hogging you the mic like you do that.
I'm a mic hogger from way back. Just call me Mikey Hoggy.
Aye.
Hoggy Mike. So, yeah. Lily is, what's going on? You say you're getting a migraine?
I am getting a migraine. Sure, it's all work-related stress, but that's fine. Hopefully, it goes away. So
yeah, I hope it does too. Speaking of headaches, there's some things you're going to notice a little bit different. Those of you that are like listening on iTunes, and those of you that are listening on Podbean or one of those just purely audio formats like that, recorded audio formats, you are going to get the full experience of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Hard Rock and Metal Circus. However, those of you that are watching live streams on Facebook or YouTube, you are not. You will not be able to hear the music when we play the music. I'm getting tired of getting beat over the head by YouTube and Facebook for playing music. All I'm doing is trying to help bands promote them, and they don't seem to get that or understand that, so screw them. So you will not hear. So if you're watching live, we're going to announce the band. We're going to say, check it out, and you won't get to hear it. You'll have to go and listen to the actual podcast. It's as easy to do. It's in a bunch of places. You can stream it in your car. I mean, a lot of newer vehicles even have the whole setup for streaming podcasts and whatnot. We're on Player FM. We're on, like, Stitcher. So if you have any of those things, it's very easy to stream and check it out. And you can also always check us out on Rock Rage Radio on the replay every Sunday at noon. So when you're getting out of church, before, you know, on your way to eat your big meal, you can rock out to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus that way.
Sausage, biscuit, and hash brown from McDonald's.
Exactly. So speaking of the first band we're not going to play, or that we're going to play that you're not going to hear. You can hear it. Na, 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 na. This is a band that I played a few weeks ago that I really liked, Lana Black, and they got muted. So we're just going to mute it ourselves, so you're not going to be able to hear it. So, but if you're listening on the replay, so don't worry if you're listening to this on Podbean or iTunes, or you're definitely going to be able to hear it. But those, just the stream, guys, just the stream. So I'm going to be saying that a few times. Sorry if that annoys you, but I've got to, because I know we're going to be getting messages like, you know, I can't hear the music. Well, that's why I can't hear the music. Okay. So anyways, this is Lana Black, Suck You In, on the Ludini Hard Rock. Let me do that again. I'm going to get this exactly right. On the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.
Wow.
You thought you had it all under control, but then you met me. You fell down a deep dark hole, a place where rabbits go, a place where angels and demons play. Play with your mind, a place where angels and demons play. Play with your mind. I'll suck you in. I'll suck you in. I'll climb on top of you, sink my teeth into your skin. I'll climb on top of you. I'll suck you in, I'll suck you in. Suck you in. I'll suck you in. Maybe you're heaven, maybe you're hell. Which one am I? The Riddler wouldn't be able to tell. Look in my eyes. Manipulator of your soul. Which one am I? Manipulator. I'll suck you in. I'll suck you in. I'll climb on top of you, sink my teeth into your skin. I'll climb on top of you. I'll suck you in, I'll suck you in. Suck you in. I'll suck you in.
Even the devil was once an angel, an angel that fell from the sky. Down in the hole of a fallen angel, a place you'll never die. Even the devil was once an angel, an angel that fell from the sky. I'll suck you in, I'll suck you in. I'll suck you in. I'll suck you in.
All right, Lana Black, everybody. And you can find out more about Lana's music. Let me see here. I think we went from... We went from no music to too much music. hold a second. Let me uncheck that selection. There's so many buttons. Too many buttons.
All
not enough time, Lily.
The
That's
things.
The problem. So, anyways, Lana Black. I'm going to give Lana some props there. You can go to lanablack.com. LANABLAC. No K. There is no K in Lana Black.
It's like Black.
Le Bloch. Lana Bloch. blah.
Like a vampire.
But her music is not blah. No, really great rock
she's
and roll.
Interesting.
Yeah, really cool stuff. And I'm really excited for you guys to check out this band we're going to play a little bit later on called Vav Kulaka. And they are Ukrainian. And they are all, well, I'll tell you later. I don't want to spoil the surprise because I met Volg this week and we had a great talk. And he's also a paranormal investigator, so it's very cool stuff. We'll get into that. We'll get into it. I promise. We'll get into it. Anyways, Lily, anything cool? Did you go to some cool shows this week or anything?
I actually worked all weekend for Bud Light, so no. I did not go to any cool shows. However, on Friday, and I'm sorry, I'm going to go see Quiet Riot.
Yeah, I have a show on Friday and Lily's not coming.
Sorry.
I get it. I'd go see Quiet Riot too.
Storm Dragon's opening as well as Dying Breed. And then also on Saturday at Otto's Pub down in Cannonsburg.
Otto's.
Storm Dragon will be there again with Divine Tragedy and...
we're supposed to have better...
Ambiance of Chaos.
...weather on Saturday. So that might be a good day for me to go down and
it's
check them
super
out.
Super close. Yeah, so yeah, I was yeah. thinking about going down
yeah,
there.
I played Otto's. It's a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, that's a cool place.
I've never seen a band there yet, but
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can. I might. Are they? Is Storm Dragon like? Are they like headlining? Or?
I want to say yes to that.
Okay. All right. So you guys can check that out if you're in the Pittsburgh area. You can visit the lovely town of Cannonsburg, and check out some cool. There's great. I mean, it's amazing, right? Like great rock in like this
right
little,
in this little baby hamlet town.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, and it's everywhere.
When he told me that, I'm like, yes,
sweet. That's cool. And the Uber will be cheap.
I know, right? Now. It's not $45 each way.
I know, it's crazy, you know, but it's still cheaper than the other option that if you get into trouble.
Don't drink and drive.
Right, no jinking and jiving. No jinking, no jiving.
I do not recommend this.
What? Anyways, so what I was, so yes, I have a show. I'm going to be playing with the Turbosonics at the Good Time Bar on Friday night. The show starts around 9 o'clock, so if you're in the area, come on down. I'm going to do a solo show, but I will be playing electric. It will be a rock and roll show, even though I'll be playing solo. I promise.
It's a great bar and Lou's a great performer.
Yes, it'll be a good time. And yeah, thank you for that, Lily. I didn't even have to pay her to say that.
No.
So,
and I'm not that nice.
But here's what's going on. Here's why we're going a little bit late. I, after all these years of podcasting, I realized I've never taken any kind of podcasting course. And there's probably a lot of things that I don't know. And there's probably a lot of things that I could be doing, like, way better. Not just so much for myself, but, like, for you guys, too, to give, like, to make sure that we have a much better show, that you're much more engaged, that you're having a great time, that you're, like, messaging me all week saying, when's the show going to start? When's the show going to start? What are you going to get? You know, I want people to be, like, I want you guys to be super
excited.
You want
people to pee their pants?
Right. And I want to have, like, a great community of people that are really enthusiastic about the music. And, you know, they're really excited about keeping great guitar-driven rock, hard rock, heavy metal, rock and roll going. So I want to get better at what I'm doing. So that we had our first mastermind meeting tonight, and it was overlapping, so we had to move this back a little wee bit. So, but hey, it's rock and roll. It's late night. We can do late night in rock and roll. I mean, rock and roll isn't really supposed to start real early, is it?
Who sleeps anyway?
Exactly.
Is that a thing?
I know. Is that a thing? Is it a thing?
No. I don't sleep much. So
have you been to any shows, Lily? My beard just got stuck in my mouth. Have you been to any bands that put on, like, a big theatrical production?
Yes.
And could you give us just the typical one off the top of your head?
One off the top of my head? I'm just going to go to my notes because my brain hurts. But Kiss would be the one right off the top of my head. Definitely have been to many, many Kiss shows. They do the whole thing. They have the light show with the giant Kiss sign in the back. They have Gene Simmons spewing blood. They have him breathing fire on a sword.
But he's not like doing this stuff randomly. This is like,
it's all sort of a story. Yeah, it's sort of a story. And then he flies, and it does tell sort of a story, and it's all very flowing into each other. I mean, their music over the years has as they get older, doesn't sound as good, but their stage show still is good. Paul Stanley's flying out into the crowd during one of the damn songs. My head's just not there today. I Was Made for Loving You. That's the song he does that to. And it's very fun to watch. My sister, who is not a fan of Kiss music, loves to go just to see their stage show, which is why a lot of people go, which is why a lot of people take their kids to go.
Garth Brooks even says that he's a big Kiss fan. So, yeah, they put on a hell of a show, for sure. When I was thinking, like, I was trying to think about, like, what bands have I seen that were, like, super theatrical. And I was thinking, as you were talking about Kiss, this popped in my brain, and I'm like, I can't believe I totally forgot about this band, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I had that on my honorable mention. I did have that. I saw them one time.
That is a very, it's literally a kind of like a rock, almost like a rock opera.
It's a rock opera for sure.
And, yeah. I think it's good. I mean, it's wonderful. I really enjoyed it. It's interesting how they took this like whole kind of heavy metal thing, but it's kind of very like inspirational and uplifting, and yeah.
You definitely feel some things during that show. Like, it's at Christmas time, so it's very, you know, in the spirit of Christmas, and I thought I was not going to like it because of that, because I'm not into that holiday, but I did win tickets to it one year, and I went, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, I really need to go again. I'm under the impression, I understand that they have changed it around a little bit, because they did kind of the same show. I saw them twice, and it's not that I was upset that they did the same show, because the show is great, but I have heard that they have revamped it and, you know, switched it around.
As they should.
Some of the most amazing singing I've ever heard in a rock show, like singers.
Even,
like,
the guitar really playing. Oh my gosh.
That kind of goes without saying, but right. Yeah, it's great stuff. So that was just kind of a band that I'm just talking about. We're sort of throwing a few personal experiences around. But what do you think, Lily, makes for like a really good theatrical performance? Like, you know,
one of the things that I did mention already was that it needs to sort of flow. It can't be all over the place. And there are a lot of bands that have done theatrical shows that are all over the place, but it needs to have a flow. And I think it needs to be memorable, which most of them are, but definitely needs to make sense, I guess.
I think that one of the things that's very important, and this is a kind of trade-off, for people who like their rock a little more off the cuff, or a little not improvised so much, but just that more like kind of you know, shoot from the hip kind of thing, is it needs to be really, 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 really well rehearsed. Like, it really needs to be like everything has to happen on its cue. And when you go and you see a show like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra or Kiss or something like that, one of the things you're really struck by is how together it really is, like, you know,
very well choreographed.
Yeah, it's very well put together. And if one of those things comes apart,
you're probably gonna notice.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be
in a case like that, it's not like a scene theater.
It can be a cluster. So I think that that's just, and that is something that one of the reasons why people who don't like those kind of shows, so that's one of the reasons they give, is that it just feels too
rehearsed,
or it's too predictable, or whatever. There's no, but what I always tell people, because I've been in this business a really long time, and I've known a lot of musicians all at all the different levels. I think a lot of the shows that you see that sort of come off as off the cuff, I think that's a lot of that stuff is rehearsed.
I'd have to agree with that.
Looks improvised is something that if you go to see them the next night, you're going to see
the exact same show. And I will give you an example of that. The thing that I just saw, Generation X, I saw the exact same show twice. Same jokes, same movements. Everything was exactly the same both nights. And that's sort of theatrical, but that's not on my list. But that's
when we're talking about theatrical, too, let's make sure we kind of clarify. We're talking about acts that are overtly theatrical, like you go to see them to put
you,
on a theater.
You see them for right. that performance.
I understand that the Rolling Stones, you know, have a show that they put on. I get that, but they're not theatrical in the same way that Kiss is theatrical, or like Alice Cooper.
Right, Alice Cooper is the same show every single time you see him. That was my second one actually. Seen him about three or four times as well. He does the whole giant Frankenstein. He does the mad scientist bit. Again, it's all very well done. One song flows into the next. At the very end and of every show, he kills himself. Sorry to spoil it. With a guillotine.
Spoiler alert.
But, oh, he dances with a doll on stage and he sings to it, abuses it, throws it around. But it's very good. It's one of my favorite shows to see again.
And he's a born-again Christian.
And he's a born-again Christian. Hey, it's good stuff. He wasn't that for a while. So
yeah, no, that was I saw that interview with him on YouTube. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, you had to clean up his act.
You get that age, and you start thinking like, I might have to
what's
go
gonna
meet
happen?
God soon. So maybe I should look into this religion thing a little bit.
It's exactly what's gonna happen when you see an Alice Cooper show. Though it's the exact same show every time, but it's so great. And I love it. And I did take a country girl to that show, and she loves Alice Cooper.
I think if it's like a really it's no different than if it's a good theatrical show, you want to see it again. Just like people go like, oh, I saw Cats and I want to see it again, or I saw Les Miserables and I want to see it again. It's the same kind of it's the same kind of feeling, or even going to see a really good movie. I watched. Bohemian Rhapsody again. Speaking of really,
yeah, I want to see it again. I'm gonna end up buying it, I'm sure.
But I think it has to really be together. You can't, it's not the kind. You really can't have too much improvisation. Here's a good example. The Grateful Dead and the Allman Brothers. They're not gonna really do all kind of choreography.
Nope.
Because that's just not what they fucking. I don't want to steal all your thunder.
No, you're good.
So let's kind of get into some of these best shows. So do you have a list of best theatrical?
Yeah, I have a list of theatrical in general.
Okay.
Whether I think they're good or bad.
Okay. So let's talk about, let's pick some of the good ones that you really like.
Okay.
Because Lily's been to way more concerts than I have.
It's what I do. It's where I spend my money.
It's where we're going to defer to her on this topic.
Okay, so one of the ones I've seen twice now, and I'll have to explain how I didn't know what happened until I got there, was GWAR. I'd never seen GWAR live. Nobody told me what happened. But they are this heavy metal band. They actually are from Virginia. They have a whole GWARBQ festival they do, but they do come to Smalls every year when they come here. They're kind of known for their grotesque costumes, very elaborate grotesque costumes, and they're supposed to be these interplanetary barbarian sort of guys, and they end up killing political figures and famous people on stage. And they like to use a lot of fake blood, fake semen, fake urine.
What?
And they like to spray it out in the audience, and you are not safe no matter where you're standing.
That the semen is fake?
No, I'm not, God help me. But I was.
How many women got pregnant at the GWAR show just from being in the audience?
Oh Lord, I don't know. But I remember the first time I went, my boyfriend at the time told me, "You need to stand in the pit because you'll get a better view." Oh, great. Okay, I'll go stand in the pit. Oh, and wear white. I said, "Oh, everybody wears white to this." Okay, I get it. Cool. No, I didn't get it at all. I got stuck and lifted up in the pit right in front of a blood cannon. And I was covered in all of this fake blood.
Wow.
But they do, and their story actually flows very well. It's literally a story they're telling the entire time they're on stage. And they have so many different characters that they interchange throughout the entire show. Probably 20 characters per show is what I would say. And it literally tells the whole story.
It's a really good show.
I love it.
Yeah, because Barb said that it was not one of her favorites, but...
It's gross, but okay, you gotta have gross. To appreciate.
I would probably sit way in the back.
There's this one costume where it's a guy standing on his hands and his butthole showing towards the audience, and he squirts out.
Oh,
yeah. So it's gross, but I think it's very well done.
It gets
theatrically.
Scatological at times.
Yes, I love the word scatological, but yes, it's gross. But I do love the show because it's so well put together and. Very tight, and it's really good. I like it very much. I've seen them twice.
Okay.
I would go see them again in the back.
I would go see them in the back. So you would put them really good.
Yeah, I'd put them in the good section.
In the good section.
Yes.
Have you seen a theatrical show that you went like, what the hell is this crap?
There's not one that I've seen personally, but there's one I have seen on videos, okay. Which would be Wasp.
Okay.
Love Wasp. Love them. I do not want to see women on torture stretchers with their naked women with their heads covered, and they're like throwing raw meat at the audience as they're cutting it up with their crotch cod or their cod pieces that are a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that their stage show was so crazy until I actually watched video of it. Blackie Lawless, that man is a sick, sick person, but I mean, he would eat worms on stage, I guess. I never saw that one, but I read about that. Shower the crowd in feathers. He would drinking the blood out of the human skull is kind of cool. I just hope it wasn't real blood, but no, you never know with him. So never actually saw Wasp. Would have loved to have seen Wasp, but I think
Wasp like crosses the line.
I do, and I don't think it's probably very organized when they do it. I think they just do things from what I've seen.
Yeah, I was in a band where the guy's idea of putting on a show was he'll pull a rubber chicken out of his pants.
No. What was the reason?
We were all doing a lot of marijuana and thought it was really funny.
I went to go see a band that would get naked on the stage every night. That's all. It's my hairdresser, actually.
Okay. What was the name of the band?
The Undeniable.
What is there's a band from Pittsburgh, and they've got the girls that come on with the
suspensions.
Yeah.
Damn it! What's the name
Furs,
of the band?
Venus and Furs.
Yeah, they do that. I love Venus and Furs. I'm playing them on my show this week. And who's the other one with Rev Lower? I can't think of his name right now. Only Flesh.
Okay.
They put on some of the craziest shows I've seen, and I love going to their shows.
But
that's a circus.
That isn't exactly theatrical. Theatrical is theatrical. So, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Like, Iron Maiden, you know, has a big, known for a big show. Would you consider them theatrical? No.
And I wouldn't. I wanted to until I was sort of reading. Yeah, they have like their character and everything go on stage sort of like Alice Cooper-esque. And they do the giant props and stuff. But I just wouldn't call them theatrical because it's just showing things. They're not actually
incorporating
that into the show. So I wanted to put them on my list and I almost had them on my list, but it didn't quite make the cut for me.
That was very interesting. I wanted to ask you about that because because that was one of the things too, I caught was kind of like, borderline.
Also AC/DC. I also would not call them theatrical, but they enter with sort of like, for the Rock and Roll Train show I saw in Florida, they had the giant train and Rosie was on the train riding the train and things like that. They incorporate these sort of things.
But theatrics.
But I wouldn't call it theatrical. Right.
Theatrical. Okay.
Right. And the cannons and the whole thing.
Not the same way that Gwar or something like that.
Or Kiss. Yeah. I wouldn't, like, I wanted to really include them, but it didn't really count.
I got you.
In my opinion.
I got you.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw another one at us that you really, really love?
Really, really love. I need to refer to my other thing. Do you know who the Plasmatics are?
Oh, yeah.
So I absolutely love Wendy Williams.
She blew her head off with a... She killed herself.
I know. But when I was doing the guitar grinding, I would try to channel her. But during their shows, and I unfortunately have never seen one, but I've seen video of it. They would use chainsaw guitars, and she'd be half naked on the stage. And it was sort of like Wasp, but not as gross as Wasp. So I kind of like really wish I would have been there around to see her actual performance because it seemed like it was pretty cool. They blew things up on stage with explosives, like appliances and stuff, television sets.
Well, you know, again, is that theatrical? Was there like a theatrical element or was it just because Jesse James Dupree, you know,
he uses the chainsaw on this on the,
but that's
on the,
not, they're not actually theatrical.
This was during the entirety of her show though. So I sort of want to
keep happening.
Yeah,
the whole
time. Too. And it was very...
So it wasn't like, stop and let's cut something
no,
off the chainsaw.
No, she was choreographed with what she did, as opposed to Jesse, who does it at the very end.
Okay.
From Jackal.
Right.
So I would count her.
Okay.
And because
I
love her.
We're going to come back and talk about this subject some more. We're going to talk about your comments as well. We had some people chimed in on Facebook this week. Did you tag or send the link to John Fox.
He is watching.
Okay.
Actually.
Sorry, John. I was trying to get you on, brother. It was a little hectic there, and I couldn't message you. I wanted to send you, but I'm glad that we got you here.
I did tag him, too.
Shout out to John for hanging out with us tonight. This is a band called Helios, Fire of Frame, and we appreciate you guys hanging with us on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Everybody, Helios Maximus, and let's give Helios some love. We have to give the band some love.
Yeah, I don't.
It's Helios.com, but the U is a V because it's got like that whole like Roman Empire thing.
Yeah, it's doing a thing.
So Helios.com, check them out. I think they kick freaking ass. We played them a few times, but this time Facebook isn't going to block our video. Yeah. So anyways, Coming up, we're going to play Vov Kalaka towards the end. That band is awesome, and they've got a great story. They are also paranormal investigators. I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that. I got to interview Vogue this week. It was very cool. So do we have some audience comments that we want to talk about?
I have a couple here. Chris Thunderwolf said Rammstein. Like I said, I have no idea. I know who Rammstein is. I've never actually seen any video of them. I didn't see them live, so I need some explanation on this if you have any insight on that.
Now, it's a theatrical type situation for sure with them. I think that band is absolutely amazing.
I like their music for sure. I've never even seen them.
The music, I think, is even theatrical.
Okay.
For sure. I think a band, now, I don't know, I wouldn't consider this band, I think this band is theatrical in their sort of presentation. I don't know if their shows are theatrical like the way Trans-Siberian Orchestra is or whatever, but I think Tool has an element of theatricalness to what they do, like, just with their music. Their music has that kind of, like, it's to all sort of taking you on this creepy, weird journey, you know. But I don't know. I've never seen them live enough to know if they're doing anything.
I went to a Tool concert. I fell asleep, so I couldn't tell you thing about it.
All right. Well, there you are. Apparently, if they are theatrical, they're not doing it very well.
No.
Like, thumbs down.
In my defense, we had already seen like six concerts that week, and I was like really tired, so I couldn't.
Yeah, I think six concerts. Stay awake. See, how can you do that? Like, how can you even enjoy it? Like, to me, going to a concert's like a real event. You know, if I was to go to them, like, if it goes six a week,
I still enjoy it. I enjoy every single one I go to. I get excited for it. I don't care if I go, like, all weekend long. If I hit up, like, three shows on a Saturday, that's my life.
Okay, girl. I like it. I'm up to it.
And then Chris Thunderwolf also said Rob Zombie, which I do agree with maybe a few years ago. The last show I saw, though,
he didn't
really do anything. He walked around the stage a little bit and... Yeah, I mean, he still sounds good, but it wasn't very theatrical to me. But yes, back in the day, Rob Zombie was a thing. Someone talked about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Carlos LaBoy said, I loved In This Moment and hated Ghost. Chris Thunderwolf said, bless you, Lily, for when I sneeze. Rammstein equals fire, and that's from Jay Wendell, one of our fellow Rock Ragers.
Hi, Jay.
And that's all I got on comments so far.
On our post today, Barb how do you say her name?
Hiluszewski. I'm probably wrong.
Yeah, she has Kiss, King Diamond, Marilyn Manson, Ghost, our faves, Gore, not so much. She must have got sprayed with the blood cannon, too.
Yeah, that part sucks.
Mark Edwin Cole. Mark, I haven't talked to you in a while, brother. It's good to see you. Cooper is my favorite. Jason Pinkney, AJ, fellow musician. Got to stick together out there, brother. Kiss and Alice Cooper.
He's seen both of those with me, so he knows.
Eric Severling.
Severling.
Eric Severling. Ghost is my fave now. Others would be King Diamond and Merciful Fate. Wasp, Motley Crue for their Shout at the Devil era.
Okay, Motley Crue, I had sort of on an honorable mention because they did do things that were theatrical, but I don't know that I would count them as a theatrical band because they were sort of all scattered. Like Nikki Sixx's bass shoots fire, but it didn't shoot fire at a specific time. It was whenever he felt like shooting fire. The only thing that would probably be theatrical is Tommy's drum kit when it spun or they did the coaster. You knew it was happening. You knew when it was happening and what song it was happening on. Other than that, I probably would not count them as a theatrical band.
Xander Dima. Xander's another dynamite musician. Xander, send me some music, man. We'll play you. Ghost, without a doubt, tops the list.
I need to see them.
Wasp,
I saw a video.
And Alice Cooper from the late 80s back in the day. And then Kiss back in the day before that, and it's like in the 70s.
Kiss now.
So I mentioned Alice Cooper also depends on what you consider theatrical. Fletch Drums throws out Meatloaf and Iron Effing Maiden.
Fletch, I love you, but I can't agree.
But and also chimed in with O. What's O?
I'm not sure what O
and
is.
And Alice Cooper. So, the all good ones. We appreciate that. We love the feed, Black. It's good stuff.
I have not seen Ghost, but I've seen, like, in person, but I've seen video of Ghost, and that's pretty over the top theatrical. I'd say they're probably, like, leading
there's
that
always
music
that
right
too
now.
Like, you know, wasn't there always that guy, like, you know, you know, with, you know, going back to Alice Cooper, there's a guy before Alice Cooper. I'll have to look him up on the next break. You know, Alice Cooper, Kiss, you know, then it moves up to what, like Marilyn Manson. Like, there's always that guy or that act that goes out. Now we've got Ghost, you know, White Zombie, you know, different bands have like kind of picked up that mantle and been that theatrical act of the era or for a few years or whatever that everybody was talking about. And I think there's something that kind of is kind of a natural thing for rock.
Just to have one of at least one guy.
You got to have some of that in there. I think that if every band did that, it would kind of get old. Or I remember Phil Collins saying one time that, you know, when the progressive rock thing was really happening with Genesis, Yes, and all the, you know, all the different Emerson, Lake and Palmer with all the giant light shows. And he says it felt like the nuclear arms race of rock. Because everybody was like, how big can I make my show? How big can I make my show? And it gets to a point where, like, it kind of, like, burns itself
starts to
out.
Get ridiculous.
Yeah, and, there's only, you know.
And then we have chainsaw cod pieces. Just saying. We're taking it too far.
I'm getting a chainsaw cod piece tomorrow, and I'm going to wear, I'm just going to wear it all the time.
Fine, wear it. I'll get my grinder. Psh. It's in my trunk.
Psh. Psh. Is that the sound it makes? Psh.
Yeah. I don't know. The kitty cat's here, which makes me happy. Here's one.
Pussy. Pussy's in the house.
Aww. Let's see everybody.
You guys like to see my pussy?
Little black pussy.
I have some black pussy right here for everybody. Say something, Cosby.
I love her.
Cosby, say something.
She won't talk now because you want her to. She's like, Dad, you're embarrassing me.
I'm even squeezing her. Usually that gets her to...
She knows what you're doing. She's not stupid.
Being obstinate. What she's going to do now is crawl around down there and unplug all the cables.
And then we'll be offline.
That's the end of the podcast. Nice talking to you guys.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So what else you got about on this theatrical bizniatch?
I have Dio for the mere reason that he had entire hockey arenas decorated as a mythological landscape with fighting dragons with swords.
Well, I mean, and that brings you into the atmosphere of what is going on with music, of course.
Like, that is like a nerd's wet dream. Lord of the Rings, come to fucking life right there. Oh, freaking life right there. I forgot we're not swearing anymore.
Well, we're just trying to keep it. It shouldn't be FFF every other word like it's been sometimes.
Right.
And I'm the chief offender. I will admit, I've very...
Giant robot spiders coming from the ceiling, and you shoot them down with a laser in your guitar.
Okay,
Dio.
There's somebody you haven't mentioned. I know you're not a big fan of this band, but the last show of theirs I saw, I thought was very theatrical.
Who?
Metallica.
Okay.
And they build the Statue of Liberty and they tear it down and they do all, I mean...
I'm avoiding Metallica.
Wow.
Their last show that I saw wasn't very theatrical. It was good, but it wasn't theatrical. There's one big one that I haven't even said yet.
All right, tell us your... Hey, Lily, show us your big one.
They're both pretty big now. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, for sure.
That's one of the biggest ones.
I was
going to
bring out... What I was going to mention was... Because Pink Floyd is no longer defunct.
Yeah.
I was going to mention, I saw the British tribute to Pink Floyd.
Brit Floyd.
And
they're good.
That is very theatrical. It's up to the point where when they do Comfortably Numb, they actually have... The stage setup from the movie with the chair and the guy, it's backlit. It's just you're like right there, and they do a lot of very cool stuff where they show. It's a real tribute. Like they have the giant screen, and they actually as they go through the albums, they give you like interesting like kind of facts and old photos of the band and stuff. It's really like kind of a real celebration of Pink Floyd's music.
I have a soundtrack if you want to borrow it.
Freaking tastic. It's unbelievable.
I saw it several years ago, actually with Jason Pinkney and a bunch of friends of ours, and I was sort of skeptical that it wouldn't be good because, you know, it's a version of Pink Floyd, but it was good. I was like blown away by that, and I actually ended up buying the soundtrack to it. So I have.
Oh no, it's a great show. If you never get a chance to see it, the way I understand, and I could be wrong. Somebody can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong. Is that the keyboard player owns all the Pink Floyd, major Pink Floyd tribute acts. This is very fucking smart. Excuse me, very freaking smart. So when Brit Floyd is touring on one side of the world, Aussie Floyd is touring on the other side of the world, and he's making all the money. And that is true entrepreneurship, being a true freaking business-minded person. All the music, all you guys out there crying and music saying you can't make any money, you've got to like, you got to think a little bit differently about
think,
it. You know, you
think globally.
Yeah, you got to think like a business person. But in any case, yeah, I think that's a dynamite show. I would like to mention one of my favorite theatrical fails, though, of all time. Do you have any fails on your list?
Just the Wasp one that I could think of offhand. Why? What is it? Do I know it?
I think the problem was that there was a Stonehenge monument on stage that was in danger of being squashed by a dwarf.
Wow.
Stonehenge from This is Spinal Tap.
I know what you're talking about.
That is the greatest fail of something theatrical ever. In fact, that whole movie, where they try to break out of
the pods.
The pods and the... I mean, like, it's just one thing after another. But that's when theatrics really fail you. You know, it's all great until it goes bad. It's the greatest show on earth until it doesn't work.
One of my favorite parts in that movie is when he's like, doesn't understand the rolled up cold cuts.
Yeah.
I don't want this to affect your performance.
Yeah. All I'm asking is I want meat that fits the bread. Well, I can't...
He's going to 11. Well, why don't you just make it to 10 and make 10 the loudest?
Please go up to 11.
It's such a good movie, though.
Yeah.
But yes, oh my God.
So there are some very cool theatrical bands out there that are touring. Some that you just have to go back and look at old videos work as they're done. I think Rammstein's done. But it's a unique niche in rock. And some artists just have that calling, if you will, to kind of get out there. I think there's aspects of a lot of different metal bands that they bring in elements of theatrics because it tends to kind of... Because metal is so epic. Metal is all about the epicness of what you're doing, so...
I almost expect Iron Maiden to do a little more because of how storytelling the songs are. They're about mythology and stuff, but I mean, that's all they really need, Iron Maiden, obviously, but I would... They're supposedly bringing a giant plane this year on the stage, so we'll see how that looks.
I heard that another band that I think brings in a lot of theatrical elements, but they don't necessarily do the whole story, although they have in the past. Not every concert is like this, was Rush. Like, when they performed the 2112 in its entirety, they brought the whole theatrical, because 2112 is a story, you know, and they bring the whole sort of theatrical aspect of it to there. If you've ever seen them live, there are sections that are kind of have that vibe, you know, where they'll do a whole sort of theatrical thing. There's a great sequence where the stage is black and the South Park kids get up on stage.
Nice.
And they play, the South Park kids start playing Tom Sawyer and they start yelling at each other because Cartman's singing the wrong words. And he says, all right, badass, count it off again. And they count it off again. This time, Rush comes in, and they play it. And they said that they do a lot of really theatrical elements. But it isn't like a whole story, you know, kind of linked throughout the throughout the performance.
The two times that my ex-husband made me go to that show, and I was dragged kicking and screaming.
And he hate Rush.
I don't hate them. I just don't love them. It was very good with what they had going on the screen. They had a dragon with fire, and it was very Dio-like. Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Now they've got that whole thing going on. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of songs are based on science fiction ideas and things like that. So it totally lends itself.
Like a nerd's wet dream.
Like a nerd's wet
dream. And that's what my ex-husband was, a giant nerd. So he loved that stuff.
Did he have wet dreams?
Probably. I don't know.
You slept with him, didn't you? Okay, this is for the after show. So if you'd like to find out about Lily's ex-husband's wet dreams. We're going to talk about that on the after show. Anyways, I want to talk about a couple things before we switch out. I guess Michael Anthony was cornered again this week.
Jesus.
And he will not. He's like, mum's the word. It ain't happening.
He's smart.
I'm not saying anything. You know, and Eddie Trunk has been talking, well, you know, a guy who knows Van Halen's managers say that they planned this out over New Year's. And I stick by what I said last week was this is a giant marketing thing. It's actually probably really freaking brilliant. They're getting everybody talking about it.
It's like
people are all over social media talking about it. I'm talking about it. Eddie Trunk's talking about it. Everybody is talking about
I heard Lily V6 is talking about it too.
Lily V6 is talking about it. Gigi's talking about it. John Coons is talking. Everybody's talking about is Van Halen going to do something? And ultimately, it doesn't really matter because Van Halen, they don't need to do anything. First of all, they're freaking rich.
First of all, they're Van Halen.
Yeah. I mean, they gave us all this amazing music that we don't. We're all kind of being greedy. Oh, Van Halen, I can't get enough.
I've seen him twice. I've had
Eddie
enough.
Eddie needs to slap everybody and say, Van Halen 1, 2, 3, 4, blah, you know. And yes, and even listen to the Gary Cherone record, you dumb fucks, because that's it. We did it. If you don't like it, that's all we got. That's all it is, and it ain't no more. It's like all the people that wanted Led Zeppelin to get back together for years and years.
That should
and
just
years,
stay
and
where it's at.
Yeah, and that's,
that was smart.
And those good. What these guys, they went out on top. And I think that, I think that Van Halen is kind of getting people kind of whooped up because I think that they are going to do, I suspect that they're probably going to do something this year. I don't know what. I suspect they're going to do something. Might be just a few shows. Who knows? But so there is still that rumor mill is still churning away about Van Halen. Sammy Hagar. Have you heard about the Circle?
Mm-mm.
Sammy Hagar, because I just want to talk about this for a minute because this is a little connection to Van Halen. Sammy Hagar was, you know, there's something going on with him and Van Halen brothers that will not ever be disclosed. Some bad juju went down and they're done. But he has chicken foot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue with chicken foot is this. You've got Chad Smith, who's still heavily involved with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they're still doing things. And you got Joe Satriani, who's got G5? What was it called? G guitar thing you went to see.
I can't remember. Generation X. I don't
Generation
know.
X.
Does he do it?
Yeah. And these different shows. Plus, he's got a whole solo thing, and he's going around doing clinics. Everybody's really tied up. And then Mike Anthony might be going to play with Sammy's old boss. It's very difficult for these old classic rockers to put out new music and to kind of get anything going with it for a lot of reasons that I won't get into at the moment. So Sammy says, well, I'm going to just do this band called The Circle. And he got Jason Bonham to play.
Ooh, nice.
And they're just
smart
went to
move.
Go out and just play Sammy's greatest hits. You know, from his solo stuff to his stuff with Van Halen to all the stuff that everybody loves.
Sammy, I'm a fan of Sammy.
So he's like, we're just going to do this because I know people are going to like it. And I don't got to worry about, you know, well, that didn't last too long because they just put out a record of original music. I've got an album coming out. And the first song is called Trust Fund Baby. And you guys can go check it out. I'd like to know what you think about it. I don't want to get into it right now because I'm going to do a video on that because there's some issues going on with these guys, these classic rockers are putting out new music and how it comes out. I'm going to do a video about that. It will turn into a little podcast for you, but I don't want to get to it. But check it out. I'd like you guys to message me or throw it up on social media and tell me what you think about Sammy's new song. It's out. You can get it on YouTube. You just go listen to it and check it out. I'd love to know what you guys think about it. This next band is called Volkulaka.
Volkulaka.
I had a hell of a time with this yesterday. And but these guys are very interesting. They're from the Ukraine, and they are also paranormal. Vogue, the leader of the band, he's the lead vocalist and the drummer. This band, by the way, is very Rammstein, Rob Zombie-esque influenced. But they are very into the paranormal, and all their songs kind of reflect this, and they bring... In fact, he did... So you know what EVPs are? Electric electric voice phenomena?
Sure.
Okay, where they will put a... And then listen back later, and you hear... So they did a bunch of these things, and they've actually mixed it in... to some of the songs and stuff like that. He's really into this, and he will come if they're on tour. They mix in ghost hunting and ghost busting with their tours. I need to do a show on this too because I just met another guy who does something with like this crazy African drumming stuff, and he does like this kind of like yogic meditation classes during the day, then does a concert at night, and he's toured the entire world and making like Guga dollars at it. But in any case, so bands are finding all kinds of different ways to do it. But anyways, Vogue told me about this the other day. It's absolutely fascinating. We're going to have the interview up soon on LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. But I couldn't resist playing this song again. I think this actually I've listened to the whole catalog. If you go to VogueKalaka.com, they've got all the songs. They've got like a whole bunch of songs. You can just listen to videos. They've got a bunch of lyric videos and stuff. And I listened to them all, and I just think they're all freaking dynamite. So check it out. This is Vove Kalaka, My Devil, on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. All right. Vovkulaka. Vovkulaka. I want to say it like that for some reason.
You want to say it all German-like?
Vovkulaka. Actually, that's Russian. He speaks Russian fluently. Let me give you the things. That is Vovkulaka, and you go to vovkulaka.com, V-O-V-K-U-L-A-K-A .com. And we open the show with Alana Black. And Lana, you got... Well, we're going to edit that out. I'm sorry. We played you twice. I don't know. Maybe we'll leave it in because it was kind of funny. LanaBlack.com. LanaBlack.com.
C.com. Not K.
B-L-A-C. Thank you. See, I've hardly even had any alcohol. And I'm,
and I'm not feeling good.
Ain't we a pair?
Match made in heaven.
I know these things happen. What are you going to do? So, did you hear about Vinnie Vincent was going to go out and then at the last minute, he's pulled the plug on everything?
I didn't know he was going out.
Have you seen him?
Yes.
I thought that was a woman.
He thinks he's a woman.
Oh, does he? Is he one of those?
I think he's
confused. What? I'm sorry. You're not confused.
We don't mean that negatively.
If you're like gender fluid, is that the word I want? That's totally fine. Like
whatever gender you identify as, we're fine with it.
Whatever you want to do, I don't care.
We just were used to him being a male, and now he's looking a little feminine, but, which is fine. But we're like, just not used
not
to that.
Looking feminine, like
in the good
least
way.
Caitlyn Jenner
looks like a woman.
Looks kind of like a woman.
Yeah.
Well, no. But I mean, like a maybe. Oh God, I'm gonna really.
You're gonna screw this up.
I'm really gonna throw myself in the shitter with this. Almost kind of like an attractive woman in a way, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Yeah. Vinny's not looking
Vinny
like an
looks
attractive
like female. Like a old Jewish lady. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know what you're saying.
I want to hear Vinny go, I feel like a little verklempt right now. That's what I expect him to sound like when I look at his face. It's just like, what's going on with that?
I hear some things about that, so... I think he's trying to... change.
He's going to change. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Which there is not. It's just different. That's all.
You know, could you imagine being that, going through that or being in that situation and it being like the 1830s?
Oh my God, no.
Like, how would you cope? Like, what would you, I mean, you would just be you would suck because it's like today, like everybody is for all the complaining and bitching, we have a pretty like accepting society.
Yes,
there are people that are gonna can't wait to make fun out of anybody, but for the most part, you can go. There's surgeries, there's drugs, there's all kinds of things you can do. You could there's at least an outlet, you know. But man, I whenever time people talk about that, I think like, man, if you would have been born 100 years ago, man, you'd have been
this would not have worked out.
Screwed. Yeah, you would be really freaking miserable, man. You know, those people just like had
not
to
even
kind of,
that long ago. It could have the 80s. Think
yeah,
about
like
that.
30, 40 years ago, even. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a we live in a there's an old they call it a Chinese curse that says, "May you live in interesting times." We definitely live in interesting times.
I mean.
So, Lily, why don't you go ahead? I know you're dealing with some migraine issues tonight. Let's. Should we all hold hands and say a prayer for Lily?
Yeah.
Laying on of hands.
No, don't do that. Don't pray for me ever. Please, it will not work. You're wasting your time.
What if we pray to Satan for you?
No,
not even Satan.
No, because there's
wow. So you've even
I'm
pissed
not
Satan
satanic.
Off.
No, he has a restraining order. I told him no returns on the soul.
You bought it. That's it. You're done.
No returns.
No returns. No returns on souls. So, tell us about what's coming up. You've got. Your show is going to be on Rock Rage this week.
Yes, rockrageradio.com or the free app on your phone if you have a smartphone. Hot Licks with Lily 6.
The dumb phone.
6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio, of course. And then I will be going live for Quiet Riot And Storm Dragon, I'm doing an interview prior to the show, so if you want to tune into that on the Rock Ridge Radio Facebook page. And then I may or may not go live for Saturday night's debauchery at Otto's Pub.
Saturday night.
And the Bay City Rollers are in town, obviously.
Bay City Rollers will be there.
And, oh, Sunday I actually have that charity event. It's going to be at the Washington County Fairgrounds. It's for a dear friend of mine who's going through chemo treatments. Spaghetti dinner, if you guys can make it out there, that'd be great. They have a Chinese auction and everything. But, yeah, that's what I got going on.
Okay, guys. You can always go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all your Ludini needs.
It's a tongue twister.
We are going to pop. You have time? You feel okay? You want to go over for a little bit?
A little bit. A couple minutes. Couple
we're going to go over to our inner circle and kind of decompress for a few minutes and maybe kind of kick around some ideas for next week's show. And if you would like to get some exclusive music, exclusive content, exclusive video, be able to kind of hang out with us in a little more, less formal way. I don't know if there's any more informal than this. That's saying something. You can go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, and there's some information there. We can come and party with us on a little different way. We'd love to have you. We love input. We love to talk to you guys. Love to mix up with you guys.
I love input.
And on that happy note... Thank you guys so much for hanging out with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus tonight. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. And we're going to wrap up. We had the bands. I run them down real quick. We started up with Lana Black. We then progressed to Helios. And then we had Vov Kulaka. If you guys get my Patreon, you will get my actual show notes, but that's not completely released yet, so I shouldn't even be talking about that. Shh, back up. We'll reverse that.
You didn't hear
once.
That.
You didn't hear that. Okay, guys, and so we're going to wrap up with my band. This is Strange Love. This track I wrote about Janis Joplin. It's called Pagan Mama. We'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.